Canto 4, Chapter 20. Lord Vishnu's appearance in the sacrificial arena of Prithu Maharaj. Maitreya said, "The Supreme Personality, the Lord of Vaikuntha, satisfied by the sacrifices and to him, the Lord of all sacrifices, appeared together with the mighty Indra and spoke, as the enjoyer of the sacrifice, to King Prithu. The Supreme Lord said, 'This person, King Indra, who disturbed the 100th horse sacrifice you performed, begs your pardon. You ought to forgive him.' Considerate souls, willing to act in favor of others in this world, O God of man, belong to the best human beings. They, acting from the soul, will never be malicious toward other living beings. The soul, after all, is not this vehicle of time, the body. If people like you, who persistently are of service to the elders, the tradition, the wise, become bewildered by the external energy of God, the only thing that is achieved is weariness. Therefore, he who is well acquainted and knows that one owes this body to one's ignorance, desires and karma, will never become the slave of it. In other words, which person having life experience would, in his detachment, call himself the proprietor of the wealth, house and children that result from such a bodily concept? The one pure self that is enlightened and free from material characteristics constitutes the reservoir of all good qualities that, transcendental to the body and the mind and pervading all, is the undivided witness unrelated to the material world. Anyone who thus knows about the soul that exists within this body is, despite being situated within material nature, as a person never affected by the basic qualities of nature. Such a one is situated in me. He who, free from ulterior motives, always doing his duty, worships me with faith and devotion, will, O King, discover that his mind, step by step, finds the highest satisfaction. Free from the modes, the basic qualities of nature, and with an equal vision, he who, innerly free from contaminations, is of peace, will achieve the equipoise of my spirit of emancipation. Any person who knows this changeless soul as simply being the indifferent superintendent of the physical elements, the knowing and working senses, and the mind, will find all fortune. They who are bound to me in friendship and enlightenment will never become disturbed by the happiness or distress they see associated with the different basic qualities and the constant change of the material body consisting of the physical elements, the active senses, its intentions and the mind. Equipoised in happiness and distress, equal to all who are more elevated, lower or situated in between, and with the senses and mind controlled, be as such the protector of all citizens, O hero, together with the others, arranged by me. Ruling the populace in goodness, it is certain for a king in his next life to be the collector of 1/6 of the results of the pious activities of his subjects. Being of a different approach, solely collecting taxes, he will have to do without this 1/6 and be faced with the sins of the citizens he failed to protect. Thus being the protector of the earth as someone whose chief interest it is to be unattached in respect of the principles as approved and handed down by the foremost twice-born souls, you soon will see yourself be loved by the citizens and at home be visited by the perfected souls in person. Because you captivated me by your excellent qualities, please request any benediction from me you desire, O chief of the humans. I certainly cannot easily be obtained by mere sacrifices, austerities, or doing yoga. I am present in the one who is even-minded." Maitreya said, the conqueror of the world, thus being led by the supreme master of all, the personality of Vishnu, bowed his head to the instructions of the Lord. King Indra, ashamed of his own actions, then lovingly touched the feet of him, Prithu, who, of course, with an embrace gave up his anger. The Supreme Lord, the Supersoul, next received worship with all the paraphernalia from Prithu, whose devotion, having taken to the lotus feet, gradually increased. Even though he was ready to leave him, the Lord with the lotus eyes, the well-wisher of the devotees, being detained by his kindness, could not depart. He, the first among the kings, could, with his eyes full of tears, standing before the Lord with folded hands, not look at him nor utter a word. His voice was choked up, and within his heart embracing him, he remained in that position. Looking at him with insatiable eyes, he thereupon, wiping the tears from his face, addressed the original personality of Godhead, who, with his hand resting upon the high shoulder of Garuda, the enemy of the snakes, barely touched the ground with his lotus feet. Prithu said, O Almighty One, how can a learned man ask from you, who are the master of all blessings, for benedictions that are also available to all those embodied living beings who are bewildered by the modes of nature, even when they are in hell? Nor do I ask, O Supreme One, for your enlightenment to be one with you. I do not desire even that, O Master, because I then have to do without the nectar delivered by the mouths of the devotees at your lotus feet. Just give me 1,000,000 ears to relish that what rises from the core of their hearts, the stories about you. Let that be my benediction. That soothing breeze of the nectarian saffron particles of your lotus feet, O Lord, praised in the scriptures as delivered by the mouths of the great ones, restores of those who strayed from the path of devotional service the remembrance of the forgotten truth, and makes other benedictions unnecessary. When someone, somehow or other, even only once, in association with those who are advanced, listens to the all-auspicious glorification of you, O Honored One, how can someone, appreciative of your characteristics, unless he is an animal, then ever cease with that what the Goddess of Fortune, in her desire to hear about you, has accepted as your quality? Therefore I shall engage in the service of you, the all-inclusive, supreme, original personality and reservoir of all transcendental qualities. Led there with me, who, as anxious as the goddess with the lotus in her hand, competes in relation to the one master, be no quarrel between her and me in the single-mindedness of acting in respect of your feet. The mother of the universe, O ruler of the cosmic reality, being jealous, might ruin my desire to be of her action. But what difference would she make with you, who, always favorably inclined to the poor, as a consequence of your benevolence, consider even the most insignificant service very great? Saintly persons, therefore, rather worship you who dispel the misconceptions produced by the modes of nature. O Supreme Lord, I cannot think of any other purpose in the life of devotees than the remembrance of your lotus feet. I consider that what you said to me, with the words, make your choice, as a bewildering favor relating to the material world. How is that supposed to work when ordinary people like me, who are not tied to what you say in the Vedic literature, time and again feel attracted to engage in karmic actions? O Lord, the people are divided about your illusory energy, because of which they, missing the real knowledge, desire everything but the true matters of the soul. Please bestow that what you deem desirable, just like a father would do for the welfare of his child. Maitreya said, thus being worshipped by the original king, he, the seer of the entire universe, said to him, "My dear king, let there be your devotion for me. By the good fortune of intelligently having acted unto me like this, you will certainly overcome my illusory energy that is so difficult to give up. Do, therefore, without neglect, what I ordered you to do, O protector of the citizens. Anyone who acts according to my injunctions will achieve all good fortune, wherever he is." Maitreya said, "This way, showing his appreciation for the words of the wise king, the son of Vena, the infallible one, after properly having blessed him and being worshipped by him, decided to leave. After they, by the king with an intelligence dedicated to the Lord, with folded hands, sweet words and riches, were properly respected in a spirit of devotional service, all the followers of the Lord of Vaikuntha departed, the godly souls, the sages, the forefathers, the artisans, the perfected ones, the heavenly singers, the snake-like beings, the superhuman beings, the nymphs, the earthly humans, the birds, and all the other living entities. Having captivated the minds of the saintly king and all his priests, the protector of the living creation, the infallible Supreme Lord, also returned to his abode. The king, who had offered his obeisances to the Supreme Soul, thus received the revelation of the Unmanifested One, the God of Gods. He then returned to his home."